pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hugging Lowdown.
Check. Silver Will.
Hello, hug.
Present. And Jay showed up every day this week, Anthony Brown.
What up, hug?
And on time, too.
Boy Scout, hug.
Who knew Jay was capable of working a whole week, Sybil? The Becky Whisperer is on a streak.
The Becky Whisperer.
Let's count down these contenders while I still remember. Contender number one, J. Anthony Brown.
What?
Sybil, Jay patting himself on the back for having perfect attendance for 5 days. Where they do that the hell at? It's your job, Jay, and it's just January. Oh, we'll wait. Contender number two, my football team, the Washington Eczemas. I figure I'll say their name in the playoffs since nobody else says. You know, for letting the TJ and Matt surpass the number of games for they won this season. Yep, 5 days y'all showed up was way more than the Washington Psoriasis did all season, y'all. Contender number three, Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen's back on that crack. I'm talking about the back of Kim Kardashian's crack. Yep. The white Lamar Odom called Kim Kardashian's ass gross and jiggly in a rant after Kim supposedly snapped a 6-year-old kid an autograph. He later apologized, but the gross and jiggly was done. Sorry, Charlie, I don't know about you, but I'll stand in line like I'm at Piggly Wiggly for that gross and jiggly. Charlie Sheen's on that pipe. Contender number four, the New York Knicks. Oh. Did y'all know the New York Knicks lost 14 straight mother games in a row? 14! That's 2 weeks! They're like my football team, y'all. They need to change their name to the New York Red Knicks. They don't need to play at the Madison Square Garden anymore. That's for professionals. So, but they need to play amateur night at the Apollo. They so bad. They're so bad, made the Bill de Blasio on the Statue of Liberty turn their backs on them. Contender number five, Donald Trump, a.k.a. Toupee Fiasco, who got rid of Keisha Knight Pulliam, a.k.a. Little Rudy on Celebrity Apprentice for not asking Bill Cosby for some money in the challenge. Little Rudy told Toupee she haven't talked to Cosby in 5 years and she don't feel comfortable asking Bill for any bills. Donald Trump, you're fired. Contender number six, Sue Ann Arnold, the ex-wife of oil tycoon Harold Hamm, who turned down $975 million divorce check. Well, she must have talked to some of her homegirls, Sybil, because she changed her mofo mind.
That's what they said, huh?
They were like, itch, that's almost $1 billion. Contender number seven, Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor, and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones' big luck charm. Now, Chris Christie was all up in Jerry Jones' owner box at the Dallas-Detroit game, celebrating like he made the weigh-in on The Biggest Loser, y'all. Now, I haven't seen that much red sweaters since the Delta's centennial celebration in D.C., y'all. Contender number eight, Steve Kroft from 60 Minutes. Y'all heard what this old freak done did?
Yeah, man.
He was creeping for 3 years with a black woman. Ain't that some Harlem Nights sunshine shiggity there, Sybil? Who said you can't teach an old dog new tricks? He was drinking bubbly out of her butt. Ask not what your champagne can do for you. Messed that one up. Sunshine turned that 60-minute butt bubbly bandit out, y'all. These Dallas rep at the Dallas-Detroit game who missed the call and threw the flag then picked it up. Well, pick this up, because you are the Bama of the week. Next week, me and Chris Paul, DC Improv, 1518. Pick up your tickets.